Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, you've retained most of your core here as well as a lot of supplemental pieces. That's a group that hasn't won a playoff series in 4 years. What gives you the faith that this group can get over that hump and get to that ultimate goal?
Well, we always say winning the first round is typically the hardest. I think if you look at the last 2 years, I think it gives us faith that this group still has hockey left in them and still has a chance to do impressive things. So that was part of the decision. You look at again, I've said this a few times, you guys, you might get tired of it, but you look at the Islander series 2 years ago, you look at the Ranger series this year, we very well could have won either of those series. Personally, I think we should have won them. Obviously, matter of opinion, but so that gives us the belief that we can still be very competitive in this league and do special things. These guys are special players. These are generational players. These aren't, you know, really good hockey players. These are generational players. They make people better. So we still feel like we're in the mix of the top teams in the league.
Mike? Vinny Malkin, you know, you expressed a desire to test free agency, and you guys came to this agreement on the 11th hour. Just where did
I don't really know, to be honest. That's more of a question for Gino, and I'm serious. Like we had very amicable negotiations all along, and we found a middle ground where we both were happy with, and to get Gino under contract, like we couldn't be happier. I think he helped us out in terms of the cap number, which we needed to keep low. We talked about that right from the start, and we stretched out to help him out. So it was one of those deals that worked both ways, and we couldn't be more thrilled to have him back under contract and have him finish his career as a Penguin.
Ron, after signing Jan Ruta today, you guys currently have 9 defensemen under contract. Is it safe to assume that one of those guys is going to be on their way out?
Well, we're certainly not going to have 9 on our opening roster. So, yeah, that's a fair assumption. I don't know where that's all going. You know, sometimes you sit around and wait till something moves before you sign a guy. But we felt like we wanted to get a little bit heavier on the back end. We feel Jan is a very good penalty killer, a real solid guy to, you know, play with really any left-hander on our team. So we feel like it's a good addition to our team, and we feel like we got better and kind of added a little bit of the girth that we feel like we need in front of the net and penalty killing situations. So. We like the ad, and as far as the 9D, I'm not exactly sure where it'll end up.
Where do you say things stand with Kasperi Kapanen right now, and how confident are you that something gets done before that reaches arbitration?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get something done. I mean, whether they'll file, I don't know where it's headed right now, but typically both sides have a range where you know you're going to be, so we're pretty comfortable with a range that we believe we'll be in, and I spoke with the agent briefly at the draft there, so I don't think Cappy's going to be a problem.
Dan? Ron, you said that Evgeny stretched out for the AAV. You know, in 4 years, you could conceivably have like $12 million of dead money. How risky is that for your team?
Well, I think all deals are risky. That's just reality. And we have a marketplace, and we gotta make deals within our marketplace. So our number one objective was to keep our cap numbers down on those guys so we can surround them with other pieces instead of having to get rid of other pieces to be below the cap. So, you know, we sacrificed a little bit. They sacrificed a little bit, and we came to an agreement. They both, in the end, wanted to be Pittsburgh Penguins. And, again, we couldn't be more thrilled. I think when you look at 3 guys, top players in the league of all time, that have played together for 16 years and hopefully can stretch it now to who knows how many years, 20 years, whatever. Like, that's pretty special. I mean, just having three guys that play together for that long, but having three guys of that magnitude, it's pretty special. So, I mean, quite honestly, I feel fortunate to just catch the tail end of their careers and see how great they all are as players and teammates, and I think, as Gino said, brothers. So it's pretty cool.
You've got a lot of work done already, including a few moves today. What's left for the team to accomplish here the rest of the offseason? Like, what else is on your agenda to get done?
Well, I think someone mentioned we had 9 defensemen. That's a couple too many, but we'll, if we could move a defenseman maybe for a forward, something like that, if we could move a defenseman for futures, those are the types of things that we'll be looking at. I don't know when or where. Once you get through free agency, the dust kind of settles, and then everybody knows exactly what they have, so sometimes it's easier to make moves. So we'll see what comes along in the next month or so, and we'll make moves when we see the time appropriate.
Michelle? Ron, just how happy are you to get Rickard Rakell signed to the deal that he is? And he's said a couple of times that he feels like he has another level he can reach. Like, what do you think that looks like for him?
Well, we made the deal for Rak. We really liked him as a player. You know, Mike Vellucci, Adam and Jr., we had some background information. Obviously makes you feel a little bit more comfortable than if you don't know a guy at all. But we really like his game. I mean, he can score goals, but he can also make plays. So we feel like he can play either wing. I mean, which with injuries and whatnot, it's always hard to predict who's going to be in the lineup. So we just felt like he was a real good piece for us moving forward that gives us versatility.
Ron, who are a couple of young forwards that you think might be able to step up, or you kind of have your eye on that will be heading into camp here in a couple months?
Well, you know, I always like the young guys to kind of come in and show us themselves rather than me naming names. But I think there's some obvious guys that were in Wilkes last year that did a good job for us. I mean, we had, you know, Hollander and Pustinen, and we've got probably 3 or 4 guys down there that we feel comfortable can at least come up and play games. In the end, they got to come in camp and try to beat somebody out or show us enough where we say, you know, you're going to be the first call-up. But, you know, Pusty gives us a skill. Hollander gives us a little bit more down in our lineup, but some PK and some really good, hard minutes, does all the little things well. So we feel like we get a nice variety there. You know, our middle is good up top. So we're still working a little bit at our depth, and as we go along here, we'll hopefully add to that.
Ron, going back to Gino, you said that you weren't really sure how it changed, but either way, it seemed to change pretty quickly, maybe over the course of a day or so. Just did the talks continue, or did they pick up at some point again yesterday, and then it kind of quickly came together? Just how did that eventually fully come together?
Oh, we talked a lot in the last couple of weeks, but we talked way back in February. Like, it wasn't like these things just started. We had 2 priorities at the end of the season. Like I told you, you got 2 top priorities, and they were obviously Gino and Tanger, and certainly thrilled to have them both back where they belong.
Ron, can you confirm the report that Johan Larson is going to be a Pittsburgh Penguin next season, and if so, what made you want to bring him in?
No, I can't confirm that, but I can confirm that Josh Archibald is going to be a Pittsburgh Penguin.
Ron, I believe by rule you're allowed to start talking to some of you guys who might be unrestricted free agents starting next year. Anyone like Tristan Jarry, Teddy Bluger, is that anything at all on your radar as far as contract?
No, not right now with the draft. And the last month has been just absolutely crazy with negotiations and preparing for the draft, preparing for free agency. So we'll get to that in the next few weeks here. And I've never been one to be in a hurry with that stuff. It doesn't mean we won't do anything, but I think I said it this year that we don't typically talk to players during the season. I mean, I think it's a little bit of a distraction. It doesn't mean we never will. It's not a policy. So we'll see where that goes, and we'll have some discussions internally and make some decisions as we go along.
Just about Tokarski, what he adds, how you see that competition rolling?
Dustin, you know, you need depth. We got a couple young goalies, obviously, but we felt like we needed an established guy as well. So they start to fall pretty quick. I think everybody saw last year in the playoffs that third guy can be a pretty important guy for you. So we had some familiarity with Dustin. Chico had familiarity with him. We saw him quite a bit last year in Buffalo there, so we feel like he's a nice add for the organization. He's a really hard worker. He's a great competitor. So we're excited to have him on board.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.